好，我一齐打开圣经睇马可福音十四章。Turn your Bibles to Mark chapter 14. 14. 琴晚有几多人去过红黑王？耶稣真好嘅。How many went to the red, black, yellow crusade last night? Jesus is very good, huh? Amen.
是很虛撼啊，澳門啊，很難得有這樣的震撼的環境。
It's a very big, big event for Macau. It's very unusual to have such a large Christian gathering.
是跟很多的信主的一起，是這麼好的音響，有這麼好的節目，不過有很多不信主的有悔改。哇，這個真的要給一些掌聲耶穌。
There are so many Christians together with such a wonderful sound system and then all the non-Christians that got saved, we praise God for all that.
因為昨晚真的看到很多人很容易，我們教會有一個是翻查經班，不過未決定的決志，昨晚他走出來的，跟著我跟他陪探，哇，為什麼你會走出來？他說好像有個人是一路叫我，想我跟住哇，那是耶穌。
Somebody from our Bible study on Thursday night went forward in the altar call because hadn't made a decision yet. Afterwards, I was talking with him and I said, why'd you go forward? He said, it's like I was being pulled in by somebody just kept calling me in. I said, that's Jesus. He said, yeah.
我相信很多都有这个经历，是耶稣就拉他入来。
I think many had that being pulled in by Jesus last night.
好感恩。我一路在这里跟一个教会姊妹是倾偈，其实我不识他，不过他认得我。有几个人都是这样讲话，他小的时候我去过他教会讲到他记得啊。咁我可能因为讲中文咁核突啊，佢印象深刻。
Last night there's a couple people that you know came up to me that from other churches that said when they were yet little kids I came to their church and preached and they remember it. It's probably because my Chinese was so terrible that they never heard the Chinese language destroyed so well.
但呢一个女仔呢一路同我讲好多佢而家有一啲嘅人生嘅大抉择，一路去同我分享佢希望呢就係諗清楚应该点样选择嘅。
But this one girl, she was telling me about some choices she has to make, and she's looking for guidance and direction in her life.
So I went to her after talking to her, and I prayed with her.
And so after we talked, and I prayed with her, and after we got done praying, she started laughing.
I asked her, why did you laugh? She said, I'm here to be focused. How do you know people?
And she said, I said, why are you laughing? She said, well, I came here to serve other people, and, you know, God just planned it that I get ministered to instead.
So, 那時候是神是這樣，是不是？
Sometimes God works it out that way.
我今天呢，我們要看這個經文的時候呢，是要講神的引導。
This morning we're looking at this passage about the leading and guiding of God.
我的主題是如何被神引導，
and how to be led of the Lord.
有一次一个人去游水呢，在个大湖里面呢，是夜晚黑，咁佢游出来100米，忽然间有大雾入嚟。
There's a guy that went swimming in a lake at night, and after he got about 100 yards out in the lake, all of a sudden a big fog rolled in.
跟住佢完全失咗方向，唔知係东南西北喺边度，唔知道点样游返上岸。
And then he didn't know which way to go, it was east, west,south or north, and he couldn't find which direction to get back to shore.
於是他開始掙扎，有呢邊又唔係，有嗰邊唔係，完全唔知有邊邊。
And so he started struggling, he didn't know which way to go. And
半個鐘頭之後，開始喺岸邊聽到聲音，跟住他又上岸。按住个声音嚟游。
And after about half an hour, he heard some sound on the shore, and so he started swimming towards the sound.
有时我哋人生系咁，我哋需要方向。
And so often in life we need direction.
我哋需要引导。
We need guidance.
嗰个神系要引导我哋。And God wants to lead and guide us. 所以今日喺十四章，我哋睇十二节至到十六节。
So we're going to read this morning from chapter 14, verse 12 to 16.
十二章十二节至到十六节。
14, verse 12 to 16. 逾越節的第一天，就是宰逾羔羊的那一天，門徒對耶穌說：你吃逾越節的筵席，要往門往哪裡去預備呢？耶穌就打發兩個門徒，對他們說：你們進城去。 必有人拿着一瓶水迎面而来，你们就跟着他，他就进那家去，你们就对那家的主人说：夫子说，客房在哪里？我与门徒好在哪里吃逾节的筵席？他必指给你们摆设。 整齐的一间大楼，你们就在那里为我们预备。门徒出去进了城，所遇见的正如耶稣所说的，他们就预备了逾节的筵席。一齐祈祷 ，Let's pray。 主耶稣，我哋多谢你今日睇到呢个经文嘅时候，靠主真系教导我哋。 俾我哋喺明白你引导我哋嘅时候系点样样，我哋将呢个时间交托喺耶稣你嘅手里边，多谢主听你祷告，奉主名求，阿门。嗱呢个讲到耶稣引导，我睇到呢个经文觉得好可笑嘅，系好似即系一个间谍片系咪 ？And look at the scripture, I think it's very interesting. It's kind of like a spy episode, you know. 又要睇007，又要睇呢个密码咧，就去嗰度又同佢讲啊一个口号，佢咁样回应 ，you know, like 007, you know, going here, and he's got a special code, you know, and you say this code, and then the guy responds this way, you know. 佢会觉得哇，点解圣经会有咁嘅嘢喺度嘅？ And then I think, why is this in the Bible? You know, 点解耶稣唔可以话佢听直接？嗱，你去嗰个地方系呢条街系嗰个门牌，嗰啲人叫呢个名，你去揾佢啦。 And why couldn't Jesus just say, okay, you go to this street, it's this number on this house, the guy's name is this, you know, you just go in the house, you know? 搞到好似好複雜啊！又揾一個人揸住個水瓶，又跟住佢尾啊，跟住秘密問佢啲嘢。 You know, you go in the city, you find the guy with the pitcher of water, you know, you follow him and then you ask him. 耶穌呢，係有原因嚟要咁樣做。 Jesus had a reason for doing this.
我哋睇到咧，呢个话系除酵节嘅第一天。
Here in the Bible says it's the first day of unleavened bread. 亦都系杀羔羊逾节嘅羔羊嗰日。 And it's the day that they slaughtered the Passover lamb. 于是佢准备食呢个逾节晚餐。 And so they were preparing to have the Passover feast. 嗰个圣经里边我哋知道除酵节同埋逾节其实都系纪念到。 摩西带以色列人出埃及，and we know in the Bible that both the Feast of Unleavened Bread and the Passover were when they were celebrating when Moses took the children of Israel out of Egypt. 因为嗰个杀天使咧喺埃及嚟到咧要杀头生嘅，because the angel came at night in Egypt and was going to kill the firstborn. 所以神叫啲人话听，你哋系将羊羔嘅血撒喺门框，跟住天使越过嘅时候咧。 And so God told the children of Israel to kill to slaughter the lamb, put the blood on the doorpost, and then this angel will pass by, and everyone in the house will be safe. 於是以色列人咁樣做呢，就喺房裏邊，喺屋裏邊，全部安全。但埃及人冇咁樣做，變咗個天使過咗，每一個頭生就死咗。And so the children of Israel did that, and everyone in the house was safe, but the Egyptians didn't do it, and they all their firstborn were then killed.
於是呢個紀念神拯救以色列人脫離埃及。
And so this is to remember how God took them out of Egypt. 耶穌呢，就同門徒諗住慶祝呢個逾節晚餐有唔同嘅心態。
Jesus had a different attitude about this Passover than his disciples.
因為耶穌知道喺呢個真係最後晚餐，佢食咗之後。 嗰晚去客西麥利園，就跟住被人捉，被人釘十字架。
And Jesus knew that this was his last meal. After he finished this meal, he's going to the Garden of Gethsemane, and then from the Garden of Gethsemane, he's going to be crucified on the cross.
但是门徒呢可能以为是一般的逾节晚餐，我们吃了之后明年就有食等等。
But you know, the disciples probably thought this is just another Passover. We're going to have this, we're going to have another one next year.
所以他们两个心态不同。但你同我一起看第十节和十一节。But look with me in verse 10 and verse 11. 十二门徒之中有一个加略人犹大去见祭司长，把耶稣交给他们。他们听见就欢喜，又应许给他银子，他就沉思如何得，便把耶稣交给他们。
So in verse 10 and 11, it tells us how Judas had already prepared and told them how he turned Jesus over.
这个话我听，犹大怎样会交耶稣出来？祭司长领袖已经的计划等怎样去捉耶稣。
And so the leaders, the religious leaders, have already planned how to catch Jesus.
于是要好小心，因为如果他讲给他听在哪里吃，可能那晚吃紧饭已经捉到他。
So Jesus had to be very careful, because if he was too open about it, maybe while they're eating the meal, then they'll catch him.
耶稣有个计划，他要完咗晚餐，在晚餐有好多嘢同门徒分享，跟住去客西马尼园要祷告，神喺呢个父杯攞走，先可以嚟捉佢。
And Jesus had a plan. He had a lot of things he wanted to tell them at this Last Supper. And he had to go in the garden and pray, Lord, take this cup away from me. 3 times. Not my will, Lord, but yours. And then he could be arrested.
So 耶稣要小心，唔好太早被捉，一定要啱啱好。
So Jesus didn't want to be arrested too soon. It had to be at the right time.
我见到神呢就有佢好奇妙嘅方法，佢要指示引导呢班嘅呢两个门徒。
And so God had a plan, and He had to lead and guide these two disciples.
嗱，我谂下呢两个门徒呢，佢就揾个地方边度食饭呢，其实好复杂嘅，又要跟住个人去个城，又要揾呢个人。
Just think of these two disciples. You know, it's very complicated. They have to go into the city. They have to find the guy with the pitcher of water.
咁佢可如果系我呢？我会问耶稣好多问题。
If it was me, I would ask Jesus all these questions.
耶稣佢叫咩名？佢着咩衫啊？嗰瓶水系咩色啊？系咩去挑黑喺度啊
？If I would ask all these questions, you know, what kind of clothes is the guy wearing? You know, what's his name? You know, is there any special marking on the picture?
如果我跟佢，佢跟错人啊，点算
？If I follow the wrong guy, what's going to happen?
你谂唔谂到呢？以前中东好多人都会系揸住个水瓶喺个头度啊嘛。
In the Middle East, you know, lots of people put pitchers of water on their head, you know, and walk around.
咁啊，如果去到哇，点知系边一个？因为如果 how do I know which one is it? You know, 去揾嗰个有水瓶嗰个人啦。You know, go find the person with the pitcher of water on their head. 咁哇，成扎都系噶。
You know, all of them have a pitcher of water on their head.
我点知边一个？How am I supposed to know?
英文圣经好似话呢是男人。In the English Bible, it says it's a male.
咁啊，原文都应该是男人。如果英文唔会写男人，中文呢就是他。嗰个人呢冇得分男女。
In Chinese, you know, it's just person. It doesn't tell us man or woman.
但系我未算可以话嚟听咧，喺中东呢男人会唔会揸住个水瓶喺个头度？
Do men carry pitchers of water on their head in the Middle East?
I don't think girls, not only
girls. Oh, girls, only girls.
Yeah.
Any men? Any boys?
Hmm. 系冇噶嘛，男人唔会做嘛。佢话女人都唔会做，系未结婚嘅女士先做。变咗你哋去揾嗰个男人有个水瓶，哇，好突出喎。
So if it's a man with a pitcher of water, wow, he's going to stand out.
哇，好怪喎！但如果咁啱先有两个男人又系咁样做咁啊，点算啊？边一个系啦
？Maybe there's two men that it's just that they, you know, the wife was sick or something. I don't know. And two guys had a pitcher of water on their head. What are you going to do? How are you going to find the right one?
如果系我要清清楚楚，嗱系边一个系叫咩名系咩特征系点点点点点。
If it was me, I want to know perfectly. Now, who is this guy? What's he look like? You know, I don't want to make a mistake.
几个人，我跟呢个，你跟嗰个啊，睇边个啱啊！ If a couple of them, you will follow the right one. 我的人是这样。 但耶稣呢, 你跟着耶稣呢, 是需要有信心。
For you to follow Jesus, you need faith.
你需要是相信耶稣讲的说话, 耶稣我安排准, 你去跟着就可以了。
You need to believe that what Jesus says is true, and when you follow his leading, that he will take you to the right place.
不要疑惑那么多, 不要搞得那么复杂,
don't make it so complicated.
其实圣经里面我们看很多个例子, 神都是这样引导人。 你记得耶稣, 神带以色列人出埃及的时候, 他说以色列人听, 我带你去流奶与蜜之地, 但我没有告诉他会怎样一步步这样去的。 因为如果神一早告诉他, 他可能不敢去。
Remember when Moses led the children of Israel out of Egypt, he said he's taking them to the land of milk and honey, but he never told them how he was going to get them there. Because if he told them how he was going to do it, they probably wouldn't go.
Right? 你信不信呢? 如果神一早告訴他,要抗野40年,你沒有水喝,沒有東西吃,你要每天撿馬奶,有時要打石頭才有水出來,有時水是不喝得是苦的,等等等,你說那些人會不會去啊?
You see, if God told them, you're going to be in the wilderness for 40 days, no, for 40 years, you're going to, no water to drink, nothing to eat, you got to pick up this manna stuff off the ground to eat it, you know, you're going to have to go and hit the rock to get water out of it, sometimes the water is going to be bitter, you can't drink it, you know, and you're going to be wandering around in the wilderness. Is anybody going to go?
No, they will never leave Jesus.
I like it here, this is comfortable, I'm going to stay.
How am I?
如果神一早告诉你,前面的路你要经过这么多艰苦艰难,你不会去的。
If God told you what's going to happen in the next couple of years in your life, and you're going to go through all these trials, you're not going to go.
所以神不会告诉我们,祂只是引导我们一步步,一步步,让我们知道少少。
So God only lets us know a little bit, and he takes us one step at a time, so that we can follow each direction that he leads us in.
你记得神呼召亚伯拉罕去到神要带领他的地方,神有没有告诉他那个地方是哪里?
How about when God called Abraham out of his hometown and told him to go to where he's leading him. Did God tell Abraham where he was going?
No.
He said, when you get there, I'll tell you.
Yeah. 你喜不喜欢? 你跟着我,你去到那个目的地,我告诉你那个地, 你去不去啊?
Would you go if God said, okay, follow me, when you get there, I'll tell you you're there. Are you going to go?
我们不是,我们要计划清楚,那里是要多少钱生活,有没有屋住,有没有学校给子女,有没有这样,有没有那样。
You know, we want it all planned out. We want to know, okay, how much am I going to need to live there? You know, is it going to be a school for my kids? You know, all this stuff, you know. We want it planned out.
神就不会这样计划给你听。 另一个原因,可能呢, 耶稣有 祭司长要捉他嘛, 所以他秘密啊, 但我们都有个敌人想捉你,
you know, Jesus, he was going to be arrested by the religious leaders, and so he had to be secretive. But you know, there, you've got an enemy who wants to get you. Do you know who that enemy is?
Yeah. 魔鬼撒旦啊, 他周围找机会去捉你, 去搞你, 去令到你不成功。
Satan is always looking for opportunities to get you, to mess you up, to ruin your life.
我告诉你,魔鬼不是什么都知道,魔鬼是很有限的知识。
Satan is not all-knowing, he is very limited in his knowledge.
于是呢,神有很多的计划,魔鬼根本不知道。
And so God has a lot of plans that Satan has no idea about.
如果魔鬼乜都知，佢会知道耶稣钉十字架系错，因为耶稣钉十字架咧系拯救罪人，魔鬼绝对唔会被耶稣钉十字架。You know, if Satan was all knowing, he would have known that crucifying Jesus on the cross was a big mistake, because when Jesus died on the cross, he made redemption for the world, and that's the end of Satan. If Satan knew that was going to happen, he never would have let the people crucify Jesus. So 佢乜都唔知啊嘛。即使话喺你人生里边要发生嘅嘢，魔鬼都唔知嘅，神又唔俾佢知。如果神一早俾你知，咁魔鬼都会知嘅，咁唔得点啊？You know, because Satan doesn't know what God has planned for you. If God told you in advance, then Satan would also know. 如果 Satan, 如果魔鬼一早知道，佢会一路喺度去拦咗神，拦咗神，搞到你好唔得点啊。So if Satan knew in advance what God had planned for you, he'd be trying to stop it all the time. 因为魔鬼唔知，佢好多时阻止唔到，神好奇妙咧，做啲好奇妙嘅嘢出嚟。Because Satan doesn't know what God has planned for you, God can do all these amazing things in your life. 仲有个原因哦，神呢是很喜欢呢给人有意外惊喜。你喜不喜欢有意外惊喜？ There's another reason why God doesn't tell you in advance. You know, God likes to give us surprises. Do you like to be surprised?
Yes.
我太太很喜欢有意外惊喜的。如果人哋意外惊喜俾啲祝福佢，哇，好，而你计划好咗，一早知道又系咁啦，系咪？但如果忽然之间发生，哇，特别兴奋啊！You know, if you plan it out in advance and you already know what's going to happen, okay, well, it's just, you know, that's the way it is. But if all of a sudden somebody's got a surprise for you and you know it just out of the blue, wow, they give you a special blessing or something, wow, it's special, huh?神喜欢将一些意外惊喜给人。 God loves to just give us special surprises. 所以你不是一早知道会发生什么事，跟着 BOOM! 哇，特别开心，特别好嘛。 So when you know, we don't know what's going to happen, and all of a sudden God, you know, just gives us a special blessing, you know, it's so special.在新約聖經我們都看到幾個地方是神是這樣帶領人。 Even in the New Testament there's a few places where we see how God is used this way to lead people. 你看使徒行傳第九章， Look in the book of Acts chapter 9. 使徒行傳第九章第十節呢是講到保罗刚刚信耶稣的时候，神呼召一个人叫亚拿尼亚来为他祈祷。 And here it tells us how Paul had just become a Christian and God was sending Ananias to pray for him. 你看怎样，亚拿尼亚就是十一节，主对他说，起来往直街去，在犹大的家里访问一个大数人名叫扫罗，他正祷告，又看见一个人名叫亚拿尼亚进来按手在他身上，叫他能看见。 So in verses 11 and 12, you know, God says, you know, rise up, go to the street called Straight, you know, and to the, this Judas guy's name's house, you know, and there's this guy from Tarsus there, his name is Saul, you know, go pray for him, and he's already seeing you in a vision coming to pray for him. 亚拿尼亚即刻做咩呢？你睇十三節。Look what Ananias did in verse 13. 佢話：我唔去喎，呢個掃羅唔得掂啊，拉人坐監喎，逼迫人喎。He said, I don't want to go. This Saul guy, you know, he arrests Christians. He persecutes them. 神對佢講話：唔使驚，我要使用佢。And God said, don't be afraid, I'm going to use him. 那神没有说亚拿尼亚听保罗怎样信耶稣的。 God didn't tell Ananias how Paul became a Christian. 亚拿尼亚要凭信心去。 Ananias had to go by faith. 相信呢，神对他说的是真实，不会有害。 He had to go in faith to believe that what God told him was true. And he wouldn't get hurt. 是吧？ 你有冇試過咧？忽然間神打個唔係神打個電話俾你，真係犀利。I said, have you ever God call you on the phone? I said, no, that's not what I meant. 有冇試過咧？神感動你咧，打電話俾你嘅敵人，打俾你嘅敵人咧，就去問候佢，關心佢。Have you ever felt that God was telling you in your heart to call your enemy? And be concerned about your enemy? 有冇人有咁嘅經歷？ Oh, you have, praise God. You have, praise God. 所以呢度有兩個嚇，即係有咁嘅感動。哎，我要打俾呢個人，可能你我打佢一個敵人，佢鬧我，佢唔中意我，佢吸我線，我唔打。Maybe you get this impression, I've got to call this guy, and you know, he's going to yell at me, he's going to hang up on me, he doesn't like me, it's going to get bad, I'm not going to call. 是吧？所以你觉得你用自己的想法来想，你想来想去，我不打给他嘛。但如果你打给他呢，可能神呢，很奇妙做的工作。有听过呢，一个这样的例子，打给个敌人，原来他那天这么巧要自杀。没人关心，打给他，原来你肯打给我，你关心我，跟着可以安慰他，关心他，向他传福音，教他一命，还有可以解决两个人之间的问题。 I've heard an experience where somebody called their enemy out of the blue because they felt that God called them to, and the guy was getting ready to commit suicide. He was so surprised, you're my enemy, you're calling me, and you're concerned about me. He's able to lead him to Christ.Comfort him, care for him, and restore their situation. 有時我哋唔知神會點樣做，你兩個發生過，我有興趣聽你嘅經歷啊。不過唔係而家。And here we have two people who've had this experience. I'd like to know that what happened, but not right now. You can tell me later. 神係會用呢啲咁嘅方法，我哋當時會覺得係好黐線、好傻，但係喺神裏邊有佢嘅計劃。So often God uses this.These kind of things, and at the time we think it's crazy, it doesn't make sense, and yet God wants to do a miracle. So, 星期日晚我去另一間教會講道。Last Sunday night, I went to another church to preach. 咁喺佢叫我講關於即係我哋最近去大陸嗰啲事，咁所以預備講一啲國內短宣嘅工作。And I was preparing to share about the work we've been doing in China.佢話：諗翻喺兩年前四川大地震之後咧，我哋傻奸奸就話衝上去四川要做啲乜嘢 ？And I started thinking, you know, 2 years ago after the earthquake in Sichuan, we were just kind of crazy and we went up to Sichuan to see what we could help. 如果你當時去過四川，你知道係真係傻奸奸嘅。我哋幾個人咧做乜嘢咧？佢成個軍隊，全中國嘅最大嘅軍隊喺度做緊大建設，我哋喺度又做啲乜嘢咧？兩手空空的You know, here, if you've been up there in Sichuan at the time, you see the whole Chinese army is up there, you know, doing all this massive work, you know, all organized and everything. And here, what are we, you know, just a couple guys, you know, going, what can we do? You know, you just look so foolish. 但神感動要去就要去嘛。But we had the compulsion of the Lord to go, and so we went.結果神好奇妙，係咪？我因為我哋去咗，認識到幾個好朋友。Because we went, we God hooked us up with some good contacts. 因為我哋頭尾去咗六次喎 ，and then we were able to go back 6 times. 我哋又係做音樂報道，又係做孤兒院，又做一啲嘅關心其他嘅初信嘅家庭教會。We were able to do music ministry, worship ministry. We were able to work with orphans. We were able to care for some new believers that got saved just because of the earthquake. 亦都神配合到我哋海南島識嗰啲嘅朋友越嚟越熟。而家我哋兩個美國嘅朋友喺海南島幫手 ，and then we were able to get better connected with our friends in Hainan Island. And now Kyle and Robert are there working with him in Hainan.咁阿昌嘅好朋友喺福建咧，又因為我哋去四川，佢又喺四川，我哋同佢嘅關係更加熟。佢又邀請我哋去雲南，又做其他嘢，又邀請我哋去甘肅。And so our friends in Fujian because they were in Sichuan, we were in Sichuan because we were there. And then they say, hey, since you're in Sichuan, why don't you come to Yunnan? And now they're asking us to go to Gamso. 神又開好多路，好錯間間，你想去做乜嘢？但係神又開路，又開路，又開路。之前唔知有呢啲機會。 It's like, it's a crazy idea. What are we doing? And yet God, from it, He opens a door, He opens another door, and He opens another door. You say, hey, let's plan it out. Let's work it out. There's no way you can plan it out. 但神配合，神做。 But God does it. He prepares it. 圣经另外一个例子，《使徒行传》第八章。 There's another good example in Acts chapter 8, 26至39, in verse 26 to 39. And here's an example of Philip. He's just a deacon in the church being used of God in Samaria. 神就呼召他去起身去南边去旷野, and God called him to get up and go to the southern part of Israel, to the Gaza area, to the desert. 如果你去旷野，有没有人在旷野? If you go to the desert, are there people in the desert? 多数没有嘛，旷野什么都没有。我在撒玛利亚很多人信主，为什么要走去旷野没有人的地方? You know, there's a revival in Samaria. Why should I leave the revival and go to a place where there's a desert and there's nobody there? 神只是告诉他，你起身去了。God just told Philip to get up and go. 他没有告诉他，去旷野会发生什么事。 He didn't tell him what's going to happen in the desert. 但是腓力呢，他去到旷野。 你見到係呢個二十七節咧，二十七節咧，佢去到咧有個埃提利亞伯人咧，即係埃塞利比亞一個嘅提監係大權嘅，係女王嘅管銀庫嘅一位係愛以色列嘅神讀緊聖經。 And so he goes to Gaza, to the desert, and here there's this Ethiopian eunuch. He's in service of the Ethiopian queen. He's in charge of the treasury. He's got lots of power. And he believes in the Jewish God, and he's reading the book of Isaiah.
神就跟他说，你找紧那架车啦，你接近他。
And God said to Philip, go to this chariot, Felix. 腓力走去呢，听紧佢读紧圣经， and Philip went and heard that he's reading the Bible. 啱啱先读紧咩经文呢？ And what verse was he just happened to be reading at the time? 有人知嘅，以赛亚书53章，系讲到耶稣为我哋钉十字架。 He was reading Isaiah chapter 53, where it talks about Jesus being crucified on the cross for us.
耶稣刚刚没多久就真的被钉十字架，又从死里复活。And
Jesus at that time had just recently been crucified on the cross and risen from the dead. Usually, 腓力问他，喂，你知不知你读紧嗰啲咩意思啊？ So Philip came up to him and said, hey, do you know what you're reading?
He said, 不知啊，不明啊。
He said, no, I don't understand. What's it all about? 他说，那我告诉你，那上车啦。 And so the guy said, I don't understand. So he said, hey, come on, get in. Explain it to me.
他解释，跟着那个人信耶稣，走没多远有水有洗礼。
And then the guy got saved and went a little further and there's water, he gets baptized.
如果我们做到这样的事，我们终于说人听，是，我计划了，我知道有个太监在那里，所以我是铺路等着他来。
You know, if we did it, we'd like to say, you know, I planned this out. I knew this guy, this eunuch was going to be coming. I knew, you know, that he's open in his heart. So I was just waiting for him to come, you know.
No. 神一步一步安排，是神做，不是你做。
God does it one step at a time. He prepares it. He does it. You don't get to do it.
我们只可以在神的手里面成为一个合用的器皿。
All we can do is be a vessel in God's hands. 神係有好多計劃喺度預備緊。你睇《使徒行傳》十六章 ，Look in Acts chapter 16。十六章第六節至到第十節 ，In chapter 16 verse 6 to 10。呢度又是保罗呢是要出去传道，圣灵怎样引导他。And this is Paul going out and being used in the ministry and how God led him. 在十六节说，圣灵既然禁止他们在亚西亚讲道，他们就经过佛吕加、加拉太一带地方，到了海西亚的边界，他们想要往比推尼去。耶稣的灵却不去。Look here, it says in verse 6 and 7, two times, they want to go someplace, the Holy Spirit forbid them, and the Spirit of Jesus forbid them. 圣经没有告诉我圣灵怎样禁止不去的。The Bible doesn't tell me how God forbid them, how God stopped them. 即是说他不去，不准他去。It just says that they forbid them, didn't let them go.我会想下用什么方法阻止呢 ？I think what? How did God stop them? 如果在你人生里面，神怎样阻止你做啲嘢嘛 ？If it's you in your life, how does God stop you from doing things? 我好想去嗰间大学，但我考试考唔合格。I want to go to that school, but I couldn't make a grade on the entrance exam.我好想去呢个公司，但系老细唔请我。I want to go to this company, but the boss won't hire me. 我好希望去做呢个大生意，但系我冇钱。I want to go do a big business, but I don't have any money. 我想同个女仔结婚，不过佢钉住我煲。I want to marry that girl, but she broke up with me. 好多事咧，我哋想做嘅嘢咧，过咗事啊，截止期过咗，冇机会啊。So often we want to do things, you know, and the deadline came and we got there too late. 可能呢，塞车个赶唔切啊。Maybe I was stuck in a traffic jam and I couldn't get there in time. 系咪圣灵阻止你 ？Is it the Holy Spirit hindering you? 有时我哋想做啲嘢咧，神唔准我哋做，佢用一啲嘅环境嘅。So often God uses circumstances to keep us out. Maybe, oh, I just happened to have a stomach ache that day and I couldn't leave the house. 我哋唔知道嘅圣灵禁止不许系用咩方法 ？We don't know how God uses these methods to block you from doing things that He doesn't want you to do.好多时咧，当我哋被阻止，我嘅计划我要咁样行，但系阻止唔不许，我哋发猛震、发脾气，岂有此神？你唔听我祷告。So often when we get blocked, we get hindered from doing what we want to do. You know, we get upset and mad at God. God, why don't you let me do that? 但原来系神系阻止我哋嘛，佢唔想我哋做。But maybe it's God that's blocking you because He doesn't want you to do that.因为好多事系我嘅计划，我嘅谂法唔系神嘅计划，唔系神嘅谂法。So often it's my plan, my desire, and it's not God's plan. 保罗呢，佢就禁止不许嘅时候呢，佢咩反应呢 ？What was Paul's response when the Holy Spirit hindered him or didn't let him go？ 佢有我有个好好嘅。人生的诺言呢我相信人人都应该有这个诺言比较好一 There's a Calvary Chapel saying that Chuck Smith came up with that I think is the best saying for all of us to have. 弹性的人有福了因为他不会被屈断 Blessed are the flexible, for they shall not be broken. 如果你是走到骨头路你不要继续埋头陷头埋墙嘛。你转方向啦。If you come into a dead end, don't keep hitting your head against the wall. Just turn direction, man. 我要有弹性，要愿意系随意咧去改变我哋嘅计划，咁样神可以引导我哋。We need to be flexible that we can change our course and direction so that we don't be broken.
好多时神唔会话成套计划话你知，佢要你引引你呢个方向，跟住改变你，改变你。一个行紧嘅船先至可以改方向，一个停泊嘅船冇办法改方向。You know, God needs us to be moving in a direction so He can direct us. You know, a ship that's moving can be steered. A ship that's stationary cannot change its course. 神要好多时要我哋行，我哋先至可以引导我哋行另一个方向。And so God so often needs us to be moving so that He can guide us and lead us. 我觉得神好好。你知道呢，以赛亚书四十章里面十一节有一个好宝贵的经文，我想你写低佢，写在你隔离左右嗰个人的手板里面，或者写佢额头，咁你可以睇到佢呢。I want you to remember this verse, so write it on the person next to your hand or put it on their forehead so you can remember it. 以赛亚书四十章十一节 ，Isaiah chapter 40 verse 11。以赛亚书四十章十一节。Isaiah chapter 40 verse 11. 他必像牧人牧养自己的羊群，用膀臂聚集羊羔，抱在怀中，慢慢引导那苦羊小羊的。 He will lead his sheep like a shepherd, carry his lambs in his arms, in his bosom. 弟兄姊妹，你知道你是神的羊咩咩？你知不知啊？ Do you know that you are God's little sheep? 我和 Rabbi 在云南的时候呢，见到很多山羊的，啲牧人呢就带他出来赶羊的。And when Rabbi and I were in Yunnan province, we saw lots of mountain goats, and they call them sheep. They're mountain sheep. They're mountain goats, kind of. And so, I guess they're a little different than the little fluffy, furry sheep that we usually think of, but they're still sheep. 山羊和绵羊有些分别，绵羊就是很有趣的，很多毛毛，山羊就有少少的不同，不过都是羊，是吧？我看到他牧羊人会带他出来行嘛。And we saw that the shepherds, because the tribal people are shepherds, and so they take them out to pasture. 如果你是一只羊仔呢，你在这里有草压呢，你不想走的。If you're a sheep and there's grass to eat here, you don't want to go off someplace else. 很多时那个羊在这里有草呢，但是牧羊人呢就要带你过这个山头呢，是有很多山崖的，可能过一个溪水危险的，夜晚要扎营，有狼可以来袭击的，可能你跌落山去再过一个山，那里才有好草压。那你的羊用不用行呢？ So often you know the shepherd, he knows that this grass isn't the best grass. He wants to take the sheep over this mountain range, along these dangerous mountain passes, through these channels of water. You know, it's kind of dangerous. Sometimes you have to spend the night and the wolves can come and eat you. And you have to walk and you get over another mountain, you know, you maybe fall off a cliff. And then finally you come to this nice green pasture. 牧羊人会不会跟个羊仔讲，喂，羊仔啊，我要一阵间我要咁样行，今日行嗰度，听日行嗰度咧，我要咁样过咧 ？OK， 你同佢讲 OK。Will the shepherd tell the sheep, you know, we're going to go here today, we're going to walk around there, and tomorrow we're going to go there, and you tell the other sheep, OK？ 会唔会啊？你见过啲牧羊人同啲羊咁样讲嘛？讲晒清楚嘛，你讲啊冇用啊，佢 ，even if you tell him it doesn't, he's not going to get it. You know, he's just going to bah bah in your mouth. You know, 佢唔明啊嘛。同埋如果你话佢听要行过山崖，要越跨山越岭，佢话我唔行啊，我哋喺呢度有草压啊。You tell him he's got to go through all these mountain passes and all these. I'm not going to go. There's grass here. I'm going to stay here.我们是神的羊，祂要引导我们。 We are God's sheep and He's going to lead us like a shepherd. 祂知道对你有什么好， He knows what's good for you. 祂知道你有什么需要， He knows what you need. 可能你会遇到艰苦的日子，
可能会遇到疾病，可能会工作不顺利，神知道佢带紧你去嘛。Maybe you're going to meet some trouble and some obstacles. Maybe you're going to have health issues. Maybe you're going to have trouble at work. God knows. He's leading you through this. He's got a plan. 你要继续跟住佢嘅带领。You need to keep following His leading. 耶稣讲明呢，在约翰福音第十章十一节，我是好牧人，好牧人为羊舍己。Jesus said in John chapter 10, verse 11, I am the good shepherd. The shepherd laid down his life for the sheep. 耶稣是要做你的羊，不是你的牧人。And Jesus wants to be your shepherd. 一步步被神带领。We need to be led by the Lord one step at a time. 在意大利呢，有一个港口是很难入到去的，是一个很窄的水行的一个走廊。 In Italy there's this harbor that's very hard to get through. You have to go through this very narrow canal passageway. 在这个港口呢，即入到来呢，两边有很多山崖，有很多的潮石。And going through this canal passageway, it's very narrow and there's lots of rocks and shoreline, and lots of ships end up crashing and getting stranded in this canal. 很多船在那里撞船，就入不到个港口。于是有人呢，就见到这么危险呢，他整了三盏灯，三个灯柱呢，就在这个走廊那里。And so the people put up three big lampposts and in this canal and these lampposts to guide the ships. 如果你三盏灯呢，你船长看着呢，对着呢是一个灯柱呢，它行是直线呢，是没事。And so if the captains of the ship can put these three lampposts up in a straight line, then they can go along this canal and they'll be safe. 但如果它是看到两个灯柱或者三个灯柱呢，它就会撞船。But if they don't line up right in this two lampposts or three lampposts, then they're going to crash. 神同样给我们三个灯柱引导我们行。And God gives us three lampposts that can lead us in our life. 知不知道三个灯柱是什么？ Do you know what those three lampposts are? 第一个是神的话语。The first one is the Word of God. 神的话语呢，就是客观的客观的标准。This is God's objective standard for your life. 那圣经里边呢，唔会话你听Cat Simon 呢，你个女就要去到圣公会读书呢，你就星期二就要去报名啊。You know, it's not going to tell you, the Bible's not going to say this, and Cats, you know, your daughter needs to go to the Anglican school, so Tuesday you must go. It's not going to say that in the Bible. Am I?
会不会啊？
会不会看圣经说啊，我要打我打电话给我敌人，个电话号码就是666666666? Is the Bible going to tell me I need to call my enemy and his telephone number 666666666? No. 但圣经会给一些的原则你的，圣经会告诉你什么对什么错。 The Bible is going to tell you what's right and wrong. He's going to give you principles, spiritual principles that you can follow. 我们也都圣经会给我们明白神的心意，明白神的主意。 And the more we study the Bible, the more we understand the will of God, the more we understand about God.
所以呢，如果我看圣经跟着我祈祷，我说神，我好想结婚，希望你俾一个嘅有钱嘅又靓嘅又系好嘅家底又靓又好嘅又锡我嘅又中意我嘅主啊，求你俾我。So I want to get married, and so I pray, Lord, I want somebody that's got money, lots of money, got a good family, you know, loves me, is beautiful, you know, all this stuff, you know, God, I just pray.
我企完头，擘大眼，佢喺我眼前。And after I get done praying, she's standing right there, or he's standing right there. 系咪神应许我，听我祷告？ Is it God's will for me to marry this girl?
But she's not a Christian. He's not a Christian. Is it God's will?
No.
No. 聖經講明啊, 你信主呢,唔應該同嗰啲唔信主一齊拍拖嘛? 唔應該同佢一齊結婚? 你唔同佢一齊結婚, 你更加唔應該同佢拍拖, 因為你拍拖太危險啊, 所以你唔好諗, 諗都唔使諗, 你唔信主, 係咁先, bye bye. So, you know, the Bible says, you know, that you shouldn't marry a non-Christian. If you're not going to marry a non-Christian, you shouldn't be dating a non-Christian. If you're not going to be dating a non-Christian, it doesn't matter who he is, who she is. It's the end, finish, goodbye.
但是牧師他這麼好人，他這麼有錢，是我一路心目中那個白馬王子。我說不是，是魔鬼來的，你不要被他中計，你不要中他計。
But you say, Pastor, no, this is who I've been wanting all my life. This is my Prince Charming. I say, no, it's not Prince Charming. It's Satan in disguise. Don't be deceived.
好，我又祈禱，我話神啊，我要錢啊，我要發達啊，我要賺多啲錢啊，所以求主俾我可以咧去葡京，我攞5,000蚊，我去變10,000蚊，變30,000蚊，變40,000蚊，主啊，求你祝福。
So I've got, I need money, you know, and I've got $5,000, and I say, Lord, please bless this money. I can go to the casino. I can turn it into $10,000,
$20,000,
$30,000. Lord, just bless it. Is that God's will for your life?
不合神心意。神叫我们不要贪心，不要贪便宜，不要有这些自私自利的心态，博彩的，不合神心意。
God says, no, he doesn't want you to be greedy, he doesn't want you to be selfish, he doesn't want you to be controlled by money and have this attitude of just luck and getting wealth.
你越明白圣经，你越了解这些的。好，我不喜欢那个人，神说我听，我要杀他，行不行？
Maybe I don't like this guy and the Lord told me I'm going to kill that guy. Is God going to tell you that?
神绝对不会叫你杀人，神叫你做什么？宽恕你的敌人。 包容他，爱他，怜悯他，关心他。What
does the Bible tell you? The Bible tells you to love your enemy, to forgive him, to have mercy on him, to help him, to pray for him.
Wow. 你认识圣经，你了解好多神嘅心意。
The more you know the Bible, the more you know what God's plan is for you.
第二个灯柱系乜嘢？
What's the second light post?
圣灵
The leading of the Holy Spirit, the witness of the Holy Spirit is a subjective witness.
圣灵的印证是一个主观的见证。
Subjective witness.
因为我心里边圣灵告诉我，催逼我有没有平安。
The Holy Spirit will let me know if I'm at peace or not.
圣灵会告诉我，有没有阻滞，有没有好像卡住的。
The Holy Spirit will let me know if there's something that just isn't working right.
圣灵是会感动，你属于耶稣，圣灵一定会带领你。
If you're a Christian today, the Holy Spirit will have the inner witness in your heart.
第三个灯柱是什么？
What's the third light post?
环境的因素。
The circumstances, God's special arrangement,
神奇妙的安排。我想做，但系环境唔许可，咁做唔做得啊？
I want to do it, but there's no way I can do it. Can I get it done? No.
我仔想北京读书，又保送，又学校收佢。如果我哋冇钱，去唔去读噶？
My son wants, you know, has been going to Beijing to go to school, you know, they've accepted him in school, but if we don't have money, can he go?
哎呀，点解？好惨啊，冇钱读啊，读唔到，好嘥嘅。唔系讲我哋冇话我哋冇钱，我只系假如啊嘛。
This is just an example. I'm not saying I don't have any money. It's an example. You know,
oh no, I don't have money to go. It's such a waste.
唔系，如果神唔许可，唔俾个环境你，你唔去得嘛？
你温温温书就考到毕业为止，跟住因为你要嗰份工，但系个老细唔请你啦，你冇办法强求嘛。
You know, you study and you study and you study because you want that job, and you get the diploma, but the boss doesn't hire you. You have no control over that.
如果神是掌管，我们要顺服神的掌管，客观的环境。咁啱事，我系投资做呢个生意，点知系雷曼兄弟真系雷曼死人。You know, I've got all this, I prepared, I've got this business that I've prepared to do, and all of a sudden Lehman Brothers comes and hits me. 客观嘅因素我哋冇办法掌握。We can't control the circumstances. 但系我哋嘅神系掌管环境。Our God is in control of the circumstances.如果神要你做，他会容许有办法给你做。If God wants you to do it, He's going to make a way. 如果神不要你做，他会拦阻。If God doesn't want you to do it, He's going to block it. 我们要仰望主，一步一步跟住耶稣的带领。We need to put our trust in the Lord and let Him lead us step at a time. 那两个门徒跟住那个揸住水瓶的真是去到预备预物，可能他不知道他被神带领是第一次，但日后呢他被神带领很多次。 Those two disciples, you know, they followed that guy with a pitcher of water. They went to the house, they prepared the meal. They didn't know they were in training for a lifetime of following the Lord. 你愿意耶稣带领你呢？一起祈祷。 Let's pray that God would lead us.主耶稣，我们多谢你，我们可以跟住你的带领。我们多谢你，你被圣经去引导我们，你有圣灵在我们里面去印证，还有你会配合一些的环境，是给我们知道是不是你的心意。主耶稣，我们多谢你一步一步带领我们，因为你爱我们爱到底，你愿意将最好的赐给我们的。主，我们真的感谢你，我求你帮助我们当中每一个弟兄姊妹是懂得仰望主你的带领，按照主耶稣你的带领安排，将我们自己的计划放低，让主你带领我们，以致我们可以去到最好的地方。有时我们觉得好的地方不好的，但是主你安排带领我们的时候，我们可以经历到得到最美好的。主，我多谢你，多谢你听我们祷告，奉耶稣名求， Amen。 好，默祷之后去散会。